2021. But then we have the assurance that the same God that took us through 2020 is alive and well and will take us through 2021. We will continue our look. I guess if Corona can last from 2020 to 2021, then a lesson that I started in 2020, I feel quite okay continuing it in 2021. And so the very last lesson I shared in the year, nurturing an attitude of gratitude. We want to continue that thought into today. And the lesson is really to encourage us in the midst of challenges always to strive to be thankful. And we, in the earlier lesson, explored 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, where it tells us that in everything we ought to give thanks. Amen. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In the lesson, we highlighted and reminded ourselves, because it's not really a strange thing, we don't have to think too hard to recognize that we are really in troublesome times. Amen. That we are in perilous times. But the truth is that even in the midst of trials and perils, we have to learn to engender, to nurture, to cultivate an attitude where we are grateful, where we are thankful to Almighty God. And so we notice again from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that in everything we should give thanks. And it highlights too, and if you are there, just read it so that persons don't think that I'm making this thing up. I have witness. Yes. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And what we saw there is that the entire Godhead is in unison with the idea that we should be thankful. So we see God the Father, we see Jesus Christ, and in verse 19, it brings in the Holy Spirit, telling us and encouraging us that we should give thanks in everything. We should engender an attitude of gratitude. But not only that, right through Scripture and in the New Testament in particular, the theme rings constantly, the central theme that we should be thankful. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20 tells us, in all things, always give thanks. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, we are encouraged, rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. So no matter what the challenge that we are facing, we should have a spirit of thankfulness. And it is interesting, and you are there now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Read. Still not there. For this is the will of Christ Jesus concerning you. And so we want to recognize that when God says to us, in everything give thanks, it is not that he's saying that I want you to give thanks because I want to feel good. God is not encouraging us to give thanks just because he wants to be center stage. This spirit of giving thanks is for our own concern. Because it says, for this is the will of God in Jesus. You. So this giving thanks is something that is to our own benefit. We also conceded that a spirit and an attitude of gratitude does not necessarily come naturally. And so it is something that we are taught, and we see this in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7, where it says, as you have been taught. So it says, abound with thanksgiving, as you have been taught. And so we recognize that thanksgiving, this attitude of gratitude, is something that we have to work at. It's something that we have to work towards. But it is something that we should build up, that we should have established. It is a part of the faith that God has delivered to us. Jude 1 and verse 3. So having recognized this, we want to focus our attention this morning on how do I nurture? You know, it is one thing to say this is what we ought to do. You know, in everything, give thanks. But how do we develop? How do we nurture? How do we foster the spirit of thanksgiving? And I want to propose that a good place to start in respect to us developing this attitude of gratitude is not to forget. Not to forget. And it rings from the psalm. The psalm is in Psalm 103. And if we pick up at verse 1, then it highlights that God has given us much benefits. You are there?
Verse Bless one. The Lord.
Bless the Lord, it says.
O my soul.
Yes.
And all that is within me.
All that is within me.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name. Read on.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, says
O
the
my
psalmist.
Soul.
Yes.
And forget not all.
Forget not. And all. This is the point that we want to make. That we can nurture the spirit of thanks, of thanksgiving, of thankfulness, of gratitude, if we do not forget all his benefits. Because a lot of times why we are ungrateful, why we seem to be unthankful, is because we don't remember and we don't value what God has done for us. And he's saying here, let us not forget all
his benefits.
And then he doesn't just leave us. He helps us. And he says, well, what are the benefits that we get from Almighty God?
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities?
So don't forget God, because he has forgiven us all our iniquities.
Who healeth all thy diseases?
We are serving a God who can heal our diseases.
Who?
Let us be thankful because we have a God who redeems
thy life from destruction.
He redeems our life from destruction.
Who crowneth thee with
who
loving kindness?
Who crowns us. And he crowns us with loving kindness.
And tender mercies.
And tender mercies. So let us not forget the Amen. Benefits of Almighty God. Because when we start to remember the benefits that are associated with God.
Amen.
Then that is the beginning of truly being grateful.
Amen.
Of truly recognizing that we have much to be thankful for. Yes, his benefits are many. Not only does he forgive our iniquities, heal our diseases, redeem our lives from destruction, and crowns us with kindness and mercies, but he satisfies
thy mouth with good things.
Our mouth with good things.
So that thy youth.
So we recognize that God satisfies. And if the extent to which we recognize this and don't forget this is the beginning of that engendering of gratitude.
Amen.
But let me hasten on. You know, because not only is it that we should okay, let me try a different color. That we should not forget. All right, very pale. Don't forget. We should also recognize that to encourage an attitude of gratitude, we must get into the habit of expressing our gratitude. You know, there are times when you probably appreciate somebody, appreciate something, but you just don't say it. And then you just assume that the person knows that you are appreciative. Yeah. But we must, you know, somebody gives you something, say thank you. Amen. We appreciate it. You know, that's really nice of you. And, you know, one of the things over the last few months, you know, though I don't know if I'm a little self-centered, but I sort of like how it seemed, well, it not seem. And I just know that the congregation is praying for me more now than earlier. You know? I you know, that gives a sense of encouragement. Amen. But if we don't do that, how would that person know? And so we're saying that express it. Express our gratitude is another way to encourage it. You know, and I want to spend a little time in Luke, the passage that Brother Wilson read for us earlier. So in Luke chapter 17 and verse 11, we have the situation where Jesus Christ encountered some lepers. Some person suffering from a disease, leprosy. And it is introduced, you know, pick up at verse 11.
And it came to pass.
And it came to pass, yes.
As he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through.
So Jesus went to Jerusalem.
He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
Right.
And as he entered into a certain village.
So he went now into a certain village as he, you know, is in Jerusalem. And there, what happened?
There met him 10 men that were lepers.
10 men who were lepers.
Which stood afar off.
Yes.
And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
And
when he saw them, he said unto them, go, shew yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
You can't stop there for a while. I want to help us to savor this a little. So we see that, pick up at verse 13 again.
And they lifted up their voices and said.
So he came and he saw some lepers. And notice what all of them, all 10 did. They lifted up their voice. Read.
And said, Jesus.
And they said,
Master, have
they
mercy.
They said, Jesus. I want you to recognize something that is happening here. A lot of times when our backs are against the wall, when illness is hitting us, when challenges of life have us, at that time, We call for Jesus. We make petition. We get down on our knees. And so all of these lepers, they recognize that they had a need. At this juncture, they did not forget that God can heal diseases. And so they recognized Jesus, and they all of them, said, "Jesus." Is that the only thing they said?
Master.
Master. So here they recognize that he is Lord. He is the big man. He is the master. And then they also pulled on him who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. And they said, not just Jesus, not just master, but they said what?
Have mercy.
Have mercy. I want us to recognize that all said that. They all looked to Jesus. They all recognized him as master, as Lord, as supreme. And they all recognize that he is the source of mercy and kindness. So they looked to him. And brethren, let us remember that Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, or the Godhead, God is able. When we are in trouble, let us not try to deal with things ourselves. Let us recognize that we can go to God. Amen. Let us recognize that we have an able God. You know, and as we have said before, it's not just that we have a God who is able, but he's a God who cares. Amen. And so when trouble is at us, let us be wise like these lepers. Let us turn to Jesus. Let us call and petition him for mercy. Because sometimes, as strange as that may be for some of us who recognize that when trouble take us, it best we run to him. There are some persons who try to do it on their own. But it is always best to turn to Jesus Christ. Turn to God the Father, who is able and who cares. But as the story continues, it says in verse 14.
And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go, shew yourselves unto the priests."
So when Jesus saw them, you know, in the true spirit of God, who cares, he sought to attend to their needs. Continue reading.
And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
So they received cleansing. They received cleansing. Read on.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed.
Start again.
And one of them.
I know this is not very bold. You can't see it at all. So, we saw that the crying was done by all. But now, what we are seeing is that one, only one. Read again for me.
And one of them. When he saw that
remember,
he was
all here. Looked to Jesus. All said, "Have mercy." But now we are told one. Alright, I'll try not to disturb you again. Read.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned
and
back.
One of them, when he saw that he was healed,
turned back.
Turned back.
And with a loud voice. Glorified God.
Glorified God. And so what we are seeing here is that this leper expressed a gratitude to God. He expressed his thankfulness to Almighty God. But as is often the case, this is just one of 10. But we must strive always to encourage an attitude of gratitude to the point that we express it. Because here it is that he glorified God. But read on, it doesn't stop there. Notice he did it with a loud voice.
And fell down on his face.
At his feet, yes.
Giving him thanks.
That's the point. So here it is that this one, he gave thanks. And what is the point? We can encourage an attitude of gratitude if we learn to express our thankfulness. Amen. It might be the case that the other 9, them just happy. I'm no longer a leper. They just get carried away. But here it is that this one leper, he remembered to express thanks. And then somebody said, brother, why are you making such a big issue about this point? You know, Jesus Christ probably not even care much about that. You know, God knows me happy and so forth. You know, me not have to stop and say thanks. But I'm going to come to that in a little. Was the passage finished? That verse?
And he was a Samaritan.
That statement almost just seemed like it just hung there. And he was a Samaritan. You know, the Samaritan in this context depicts one that is cast down, that is seen as less. You know, they were, in a sense, Jews, but they weren't proper Jews. You know? They were not considered special. You know, and some of us, and this is the first Sunday in 2021, you know, some of us looking sharper than usual. You know, the first Sunday, you know, in the year. And we are here and we really made an effort to come out to worship God. But you know, some of us, even though we are here, we don't really feel so special inside. You know, we're probably sitting in our seats and we are saying, you know, I'm not as good as the person sitting beside me. Because I know the challenge that I'm facing. I know that I'm not all that perfect. I know that I'm a cast out. Even though I'm trying, I am really a little less than others. That's how some of us see ourselves. But even if that is our state, I want us to recognize that it makes a difference when we have a thankful heart. Because you are going to see that when we are even less than God's chosen, if we have a thankful spirit, an attitude of gratitude, it will catch the attention of the Almighty God. You know, when I made a statement, and so are some of us. You know, it reminds me of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11. You know, when the statement was made, and such were some of you. And such were some of you. If you quickly run there, then we can get some learning from that. Let us move quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, yes.
And such were some of you.
And such were some of you. Now jump up about 2 verses up, verse 9.
Know ye not. That the unrighteous shall not inherit. The kingdom of God.
Read.
Be not deceived.
Be not deceived.
Neither fornicators. Nor idolaters.
But here's it. Such were some of you. Neither?
Idolaters.
Such were some of you.
Nor adulterers.
Such were some of you.
Nor effeminate.
Such were some of you. What's the point? We are, well, some of us are coming from different places. And even though there is a list here, all of us are coming from a state where we were wanting. We might not see it listed in these two verses, but all of us are in need of Jesus Christ. All of us are cast down in one way or the other. Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so we need to recognize, brethren, that in a sense, we are all cast down. In a sense, we are all less than. In a sense, we are also not special. Such were some of you. You see that 1 Corinthians chapter 6? Verse, jump back to verse 11. And such were some of you. Read.
But ye are washed.
But. You see that word? Such were some of you, but you were washed.
But ye are sanctified.
You have been sanctified.
But ye are justified.
You have been justified. But here's it. Because you have been washed, sanctified, justified, you are not that anymore. In fact, according to Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, we are now moved from a situation where we are not no longer cast down and non-special. But it tells us now that we are
a chosen generation.
That's how it starts.
But you are.
No, you're going still too fast.
What?
But, you see the same but? You remember where we're coming from? But, such were some of you.
Yes.
And now we are being told, but, and the difference now is that you have been washed, sanctified, justified. But because that is the situation, now pick up again.
But, you are a chosen.
You are now a chosen
generation. A royal.
You are now a royal
priesthood. And holy nation.
You're so special that you are considered to be a part of a holy nation.
Huh? Peculiar.
You are a people peculiar. That is what coming to Jesus Christ can do for us. Amen. Such were some of you. But because Jesus Christ is in the picture, then it makes all the difference. But let's not forget where we were. Because we are still in Luke. Because here we see the leper, and we are told that he was a Samaritan. But the point is that he gave thanks. And that made a big difference. Let us jump down quickly to verse 17 of Luke chapter 17. Because, again, you know, the thinking might be, well, you know, and everybody thanks, you know. Is not everybody grateful? You know, a thanks, you know. But does Jesus watch? Let's hear verse 17.
And Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed?
So Jesus Christ, as pale as it is, let me just add it still. Jesus. So we saw the all, we saw what the one did, he gave thanks. All made petitions, one gave thanks. But here now we are seeing Jesus. And Jesus said,
were there not 10 cleansed?
No, man, you're not reading from the right translation. Jesus says, me glad one I want to come back, you see.
Were there not 10?
Hear Jesus. My heart busts. I feel happy. Is that what Jesus says?
Where there are not 10 cleansed, but where
He's
are the
asking,
nine?
Asking, where are the nine? You know what is what we're seeing here? God, Jesus is watching. Amen. Jesus cares how we respond. Jesus looks at our thoughts. Yeah, they might be happy that they are healed. But Jesus Christ expected all 10 to respond the way this one responded. What are we talking about again? How can we develop a spirit of thankfulness? And we said, don't forget. And now we are saying, learn to express gratitude. You know, Jesus did not forget that there were 10. He didn't get all excited that one came giving thanks. Jesus Christ is watching our gratitude. Jesus Christ is counting. He's calculating. He has expectation of receiving thanks. You know, continue reading. You see that verse 17.
And Jesus answered and said,
Jesus answered,
were there not 10 cleansed?
Were they not 10?
But where are the 9?
Where are the 9? Read on to verse 18.
There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger.
Read that again.
There are not found that return to give glory to God save.
To give God glory. He was expecting to receive thanks. Jesus Christ is looking and say, "Me not look na, you know, we have a saying, you know, me I just, but me not look na thanks, you know." We ever hear that one? Yeah. And sometimes we do things and we don't do things to get thanks, you know. But sometimes we take over these things and we carry it even to God, you know. So me not do it for na thanks, and it's almost like we think that is how God looks at things. But here we are seeing that God expects to receive thanks. And this, again, if we can look at another psalm, Psalm 107, we recognize here that this is something that God has been revealing about himself for a very long time. So it's not just in this situation with Jesus Christ that we are seeing that God expects and God relishes a thankful heart, a grateful spirit, a thankful disposition. In Psalm 107, if we pick up at verse 1, it says,
oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
For he is good.
For God is good. You know, this psalmist did not forget. He says, God is good. Read.
For his mercy.
His mercy endures.
Forever.
Forever. He has an enduring mercy. And so we, as a result, we need to give thanks.
Amen.
It don't stop there. Read on.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Whom?
Stop, man. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Christians, do you know that we are redeemed? Do you know that with the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been bought back? Amen. Having separated ourselves, having enslaved ourselves in sin, that God, by the blood of Jesus Christ, has purchased us back. He has redeemed us. Yes. And so, in this spirit of thankfulness, oh, verse 1, start again.
Oh, give thanks unto
thanks
the Lord.
To the Lord.
For
he is
good.
Is good. His mercy endures forever. And then he turns to the redeemed. And he says, let the redeemed say so.
Amen.
What is the point? Let us learn to say thanks. Amen. Let us have a spirit of thankfulness, an attitude of gratitude. God has that expectation of us. Let us not just go through life benefiting from his rich blessings and don't be thankful. Yes, times are perilous. Yes, there are challenges in life. But let the redeemed of the Lord say thanks to God. Let the redeemed of the Lord give thanks. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We must engender, we must learn to express it. Let us not forget his benefits, but let us also express our thankfulness to Almighty God. He has been good. He has been gracious. He has been merciful to us all. He has. Even when we have challenges, brethren, we know that we have a God on whom we can call. We have so much to give God thanks for. You know, if we don't get anything physical in this life, we have gotten the redeeming love of Jesus. We have received the hope of eternal salvation. And if we lose everything else in life, and we have that, and we hang on to that, then that is something for us to give thanks for. And as the redeemed, we need to say so.
Amen.
We need to give thanks for what we have received.
Yes.
You know,
preach.
There's yet a third point, but I'm not going to embark on it. You know. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it. Because some of us love to just say.
Yeah.
And the other point is that we need to practice thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I just want to whet your appetite with that.
Yeah.
I just want to leave this thought with you. Yeah. That this attitude of gratitude is something we need to work at.
Yeah.
Let us not forget. And let us learn to express it. Let us learn to express it. Song leader, you have a song of invitation ready? A song of encouragement? A song that will help us to recognize that we have a God who loves us. A God who is rich in his benefits. A God who is great in his love and mercies towards us. You find a song with all of that? I'm setting up the brother. But it is true. He does love us. And I want to say to our friends that today you can become a part of the redeemed. You can be a part of those who have embraced Christianity. All you have to do is, having heard of his benefits, having heard of what he has done in his graciousness and in his mercy, to just come to him today. If you believe that he, Jesus Christ, is the Son of God, then you are on your way. You are in the right direction towards salvation. Because now you can repent. You can make a change, a turn, a move away from self. Because that's part of why we are not thankful, you know. We think about self too much. So we are going to, in that repentance, turn to God. And we can do so. And when you do that, you know, the Bible tells us that repentance leads to a salvation. So you're not there yet. You know, you can then confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You know, with the mouth, confession is made unto righteousness, you know. All of that is unto a salvation, you know. Repentance unto righteousness. Confession unto salvation. So you are still unto. And then when you are buried in Christ, in baptism we get into Christ. And so that would then fulfill that commitment towards a salvation. And you can do that today. And when you would have done that, you would become a part of the redeemed. And then all you have to do is to remain faithful and true to the Almighty God. And part of that is to develop an attitude of gratitude. You know, I'm going to yield a little to a temptation. You know, and somebody's going to scold me afterwards and say, you know, you were wrapping up nicely and you just yielded. Let me just quickly go to Luke. Back to Luke. And there's something that if we it's easy to miss. Because sometimes, friends, sometimes we have mustered and developed a spirit of thankfulness that even puts the Christian to shame. You know, there are some persons who are not Christians, who have great qualities, including being thankful. You know? They're not children of God, you know? They're not Christian. But when you hear how them thankful to God, as a Christian, sometimes you feel shame. Because you don't pray as often as them. And if them hear your prayer and you hear their prayer, theirs full of thanks and yours not have much. But let us look at something that if we're not careful, we would have missed. Read verse 19, and I'm really closing. And he said unto him,
Arise.
Arise.
Go thy way.
Go thy way.
Thy faith hath made thee whole.
Let's not miss it now. The Samaritan, probably at this point depicting you who are not a Christian, who is not a Christian. You are not yet a part of the royal priesthood, the chosen generation. You are not yet a Christian. But you are thankful and you give thanks. You know, sometimes you believe that that spirit of thankfulness makes you a Christian. And sometimes we start letting you feel like you are a Christian. But what we see here with the interaction with Christ is that even though this Samaritan, this leper, was of a thankful nature, he was still not yet forgiven of his sins. So as good as you are, because some of you will tell us, don't come with the gospel to me, man. Go around the corner. The guys them round there where I smoke weed. The one them where I kill people. The thief them at night. But I, because I am a moral person, I'm fine. But here it is that this thankful person, Jesus Christ in verse 19, says, it is not enough to make you whole. He needed something else to be whole. He needed to receive the saving power of Jesus Christ. And I've outlined how you access that. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. Amen. That gets you into Christ. Yes. So it's not enough to be morally good, to be thankful, yes, always praising God. Have you obeyed the plan of salvation? It's only when you obey the plan of salvation, sure, then you are truly whole. That you have truly embraced, yes, Jesus Christ. Amen. That you have gotten into Christ. Yes. And you are now a part of the redeemed. Yes. And having been now a part of the redeemed, then you can say so. You can give thanks, and it truly matters. Come, I'm going to shut up. Brother, what's the number? Song number? Just a chorus. Come, brother, with the chorus. Let us be standing as we sing this song of encouragement.
Amen. Amen. How can we develop an attitude of thanksgiving? And we have heard the word. Let us give thanks for it through God's manservant as we sing. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks, yes, because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. We have heard the word, and truly it came with power, and it came with all we need. How can we develop an attitude of thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude? And we want to thank God for Brother Webb and how he delivered the word to us in encouraging our hearts and in strengthening us for this very first Lord's Day Sunday of the new year. God bless you, brother. Thank you for the word, and continue to do his will in the way you are. And let us all give heed to what we have heard today. Many points. I couldn't repeat all of them, but if you spare me just a few minutes, I do take a few points that I think are very important to note. Brother Webb says, if we have an attitude of gratitude, it catch the attention of God. Yes. And God and Christ expects our thanks. Can you believe that? Well, it is true. And we need to be thankful, for God has been so good to us. And we need not to be forgetful of God's goodness, His forgiveness, His healing, His loving kindness, and His tender mercies. So we must give thanks. We must learn to say thanks to God Almighty. Thank you, Brother Webb. I am lifted, and I am certainly spiritually filled. So as we continue this New Year's walk, new calendar year, what a platform to continue on. So let us continue as we now prepare to remember